I'd like to relate. There's this poor guy who took way more LSD than he really should have. He grabbed some poor 4-year-old girl, and I don't know, I shook her or did something to her, and he took off. And a few of the rainbows went after him. And instead of tying his arms behind his back, they just walked him back to the camp I was staying at, Nerf, sat him down, fed him, gave him some tea, gave him some clothes to wear, so it was raining that night, and talked him down. And the next day, they just walked him out of camp after he'd come down. I was very, very, very impressed with that. I think that's really right on. If that happened in New York, the poor guy would be in a straitjacket in Bellevue.
Hmm. Would they let you back in?
They let your mother back in, Bob. I'm not fucking talking about myself.
Oh, whoa,
what the fuck? You know, what kind of
You got to take a little... That was a guy named Carl who was, you know, all right in my book. But you're on the radio.
Yeah, Jerry from Queens.
Hey, Jerry.
How are you? I'm sorry to... We have three different numbers here, or terminologies. Mr. Knight was banished, I heard.
Banished?
Banished.
Exiled?
He was banned. Mm-hmm. A disgrace.
Isn't that like a... Banning, isn't that what they did in South Africa?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And the rest of the years, rest of the nonsense. I emailed everybody today. It was last day to email everybody about Sunday. About the Pier 63. Are we going to have a benefit for Robert Knight also? Soon?
What's this Pier 63?
This Pier 63, it's for Bernard White. This poor guy who did all these things for BAI. And Odetta's going to be there.
Hey.
And I'm going to be there.
No.
And I know a lot of people are going to be there.
What time?
It's from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they asked $15, but you don't have to bring any money. You come and show up, and you'll be allowed in. And it'll be a beautiful day, too. And the weather looks like it's going to be really nice. I heard this lady today on the air interrupt this man who was speaking about schools between 7 and 8 p.m. Her name is Utrice. I couldn't believe she interrupted this conversation.
Someone came in to read the meters. I didn't, you know, I wasn't
paying
attention.
Yeah, I know.
What did you say exactly?
What did she say?
No, what did you say?
Did I say myself?
Yeah,
I didn't say a word.
I missed it.
It was a gentleman that was
someone
running the show.
Someone came in to read the meters, and I turned around to look at him. I didn't hear what you said because it was an interruption. I wish that...
I had a few of those in my life, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, the FCC says that as close to the meter reading should be taken as close to the specified time as possible, but doesn't say that it has to be at the exact moment. But, you know, sometimes that's the way it's done around here because what goes on the air is not as important as the bureaucratic underpinning. But
anyway,
what were you trying to say?
I just hope anybody who cares about the station shows up at the Pier 63, West 23rd Street on Sunday from 2 to 9. Just show up. And it's a... Have a nice evening.
Bye, thank you. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hey, the way you started the show was great. What was that speech from? Was it a film?
That was Charlie Chaplin.
That was Charlie Chaplin.
From The Great Dictator.
Oh. Very, very nice intro. The words were smooth and it was inspiring. Good choice there. And I do have a couple of phone numbers. I'm not sure if you would feel okay about me giving them out. It's in reference to being able to make a direct complaint about the firing and bannings, not to the local management that doesn't listen to these things, but to the national management that doesn't listen either. But it's good to make your voice known. Would you like a phone number to be read over the air?
Well, it sounds like it might be an absurd and ridiculous and useless thing to do, but that kind of typifies this program. You have hiccups too, huh?
Yeah, you give them to me.
Well, hold your breath for a moment there.
Okay.
All right, okay. Now drink out of one side of this glass, the other side. No, the other side. Now, get
you're
that.
Giving me more hiccups.
Go ahead, read it.
Okay, I have the phone number for Ken Ford, a gentleman named Ken Ford, and he would like to hear what we have to say about firings and bannings.
Yeah, of course, Ken Ford has a habit of sending his emails to,
Well, this is a phone number, so, you know.
The FBI.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another phone number.
A tap on his phone. You think, someone's going to be listening?
There's a gentleman named Wendell Johns who is on the national board. We haven't heard of him that much. And he's somebody who would appreciate hearing our opinion. Wendell Johns is his name.
Well, I don't know anything about this guy. Who is he?
I don't know. I was at the rally tonight, and there was information that Wendell Johns and Ken Ford should be called to, we should voice our opinion, and he's on the board, this Wendell Johns. That's all I know. But the phone number there is 202-752-5355. That's Wendell Johns. And Ken Ford's phone number is 202-822-0228. And, for what that's, the possibility of doing something there is just continually pressing our point, which is the only, not the only thing, but an important thing to do. And we are in the realm of standing up for humanity and community. And I spoke to Janice K. Bryant tonight. Can I relate a little story that she related to me? Is that something you would appreciate?
How can I stop you?
Well, she mentioned that Bernard White was the kind of program director who if he saw something going on in the community, he had people up there very easily and very quickly. And he was a true representative of the community, and he allowed the community voice to be heard. And
well, there is no program director here at the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just another indication of that we don't have community radio. We have chief executive officer radio, someone who is destroying the community for which he has installed her management style, which crimps the style and content of her radio station. So I think we need to work very hard at returning our community to its rightful spot in the spectrum, because this is it's one thing to have an enemy, it's another thing to have people who purport to be your allies to commit such treason as to make you feel worse than your enemy makes you feel. That's really amazing that somebody can make you feel worse than the enemy you had already made you feel.
Sounds like COINTELPRO to me, doesn't it?
Well, it's people being used. They're not the masterminds. Their careerism.
That's clear.
Yeah, their careerism and their I'm going to get mine and
mastermind is a word I would never use to describe the people who were running Pacifica.
No, they are
definitely
being,
not masterminds.
They are being used by others, and their careerism and their me-ism and their kill the competition management style is so easily used, and they're so easily duped by forces that they don't even comprehend because they don't see the big picture. And we need to stand up for what is the big picture, and we cannot take this lying down. And Robert Knight is one of the most distinguished journalists in this country, let alone in New York City. He is one of the most venerable and distinguished journalists, and this station is being taken over by mediocre hacks who are jealous of the true journalists in this town.
I can't let you say that.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob. I love you, and you are one of the most venerable...
I didn't stop you in time.
You are venerable. You are the venerable master of late night, me boy. And we have to stand up for our community, our culture, because they are pursuing cultural genocide. And as one gentleman had said long ago, it is not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character. And every time they bring up anything else, we have to go back to the content of the character. And you know them by their fruits, by their means, by their deeds, how they go about their business, which is not a business when you have a community radio station that is not business. And if we want to expand the listening audience, they have to come to us because we will be the repository of true culture. And when they are ready, they can come to us, and the audience will expand because the culture, the mass culture is ready to understand us. And we were expanding under Bernard White, and that's why they were so afraid, because we were solvent and we were expanding, and now we got mediocre hacks who are jealous, and it's time to lay it down and take back our world, and we deserve it, damn it.
Don't you call me a mediocre hack.
You're giving me hiccups.
Come closer, I'll give you a hickey.
So take heart, me boy.
Bye bye. You're on the air.
Bob?
Yeah.
Hello. You know, this is amazing, horrifying really, that you're probably about the only show left now where anyone can say anything.
That's this week.
You know, Robert Knight being fired and banned, and I heard, from what I heard, he's been banned from even appearing as a guest or anything on anyone else's show. You know, like the other guy was saying, Robert Knight is one of the best journalists the station has ever had. He's done so much to build a station, his programs that he did, Earth Watch, and the morning work that he did on the morning show before that was destroyed. Was so outstanding, so amazing, a treasure. It should be, you know, encouraged and treasured, not banned and fired and disgraced by people who don't even have half of his value to this community. I'm just so disgusted and upset. I found out about this like 3 or 4 hours ago. I've just been fuming ever since. And I was especially outraged. I didn't know last night. I tuned in last night, and I didn't hear him, and instead that moronic idiocy about UFOs and alien abductions was on. And I just thought, oh, well, maybe he's away for the week, and, you know, this nonsense is on.
The guy who was doing the show last night.
The guy that did the show last night in Robert Knight's slot.
Even when he's here, he's away.
That program, to me, and it's even more disgusting to me that Robert was canceled for that, because the Earthwatch show was all about intelligence and education and nature and science, astronomy, you know, teaching people. I learned so much from his program on about space and the planets and everything, but to be replaced by something that is pure idiocy, that is, you know, insanity.
Oh, it's not that pure.
To me, it's insanity. It's anti-education, it's anti-science, it's disinformation. Baloney about alien abductions. I don't know what else to say, but I'm just disgusted. I'm glad there's only, there may be just, you may be the only show left to, where listeners can say anything.
And that's just this week.
But I urge all listeners to get involved with concerned friends of BAI who are trying to help save the station and win it back from these hijackers. The website is WBAIAction.org, and the other important website is PacificaCampaign.org. These are two of the best groups doing a lot of work to try and get listeners organized and fight back and stop this destruction of the station, of the community. I'm sort of somewhat speechless. I had a couple. I wanted to thank you also for the playing that Great Dictator speech, of Charlie Chaplin thing. That was terrific at the beginning of the show. And I think it came up a couple of weeks or a few weeks ago on your show also. Someone mentioned that. And it's cool that you played it there because it's really appropriate this time that, you know, these kinds of anti-democratic tyrants are now taking over things. And to throw out somebody like Robert Knight, I mean, not that the others weren't, you know, just as worthy of staying there and so wronged to have them thrown out too. But it really took me by surprise. I thought that since he survived the first round of bannings and firings, that maybe he was going to stick with us and we'd have, you know, his important contributions and his work to learn from and share with us. But so I was very shocked to hear he's the latest victim of the purging. Someone told me that there was a meeting of the Pacifica station dictators recently, the five station tyrants, you know, that are now, although I think the Berkeley station might actually be free at this time. I don't know if they have a tyrant dictator at the Berkeley station. But certainly the other four do.
We shorten that a little bit.
Yeah, and that there was a recent meeting of these people, and that this latest action may be a result of that. And then there's a lot of fulmination going on with the National Board, as many people might know, but some might not, about, you know, they're getting down to, you know, several more people have been resigning, and now it's a six or seven of majority of the hijackers against five of the...
I keep hoping that there's going to be some sort of a big surprise somewhere, somehow.
Well, this last night was a big surprise to me, but not one that I was hoping for.
A surprise for...
Hoping for a good surprise?
The other side.
I hope so, too. As long as more listeners get involved and active and you know, complain constantly, even if you think they're not listening and not going to pay attention, it's important to write and call and email and go out in the streets and find more listeners and get them involved and do anything you can with other listeners. I've done a lot of stuff these last few months, and it's cool to listen, to find, meet other listeners.
You're on the air with another listener right now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, other listener.
Bob?
Yes,
your
hi.
Phone's Randy Credico.
Hi, Randy, how are you?
Great. Randy, I want to tell you something about Robert Knight, because he was down in Tulia, Texas for the last 4 or 5 days. I just got back a couple hours ago. And what a great journalist he is. He got there last Friday at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, he filed a story that went on the air for BAI News at 6:30. He's an incredible talent, Robert Knight, and what a great loss it is for BAI.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it's such a shock because he had put together such a great piece of business for last night that would have been a great boon for the entire city to know about Tulia, Texas, better than any other journalist who has been down to Tulia, Texas.
Well, Tulia, Texas is a town where 40% of the black population...
Male population
right.
Was...
arrested or prosecuted, right?
Yes.
Drug war.
46 people were framed on drug charges, black people.
Framed, that's right.
In a city of 215 blacks.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
And Knight had come down there. He ingratiated himself with, I mean, people there loved him. And he had great interviews. He had stuff that no one else had put together. And he got fired at a time. Last night, everyone in Tulia was streaming his program. And in Amarillo, because they really took a liking to Robert Knight. And he went down there his own expense. He's such a great, dedicated journalist.
Why was he singled out? I mean, what was his alleged crime? I mean, was it being a dissenter? Was it because the Houston station didn't cover Tulia?
The problem is this, is that they thought that Robert was there in Houston. No, he was in Tulia for 5 days. He was in a little place called the Lasso Motel, interviewing the black community there who had been affected by this drug sting. He went all over the city for, I'm telling you, for 3 or 4, 5 days. He was not in Houston. He was in Tulia at his own expense. And
are you saying that the nutritionists thought that he was going to report on Houston?
I had to give him a Tulia hat. I gave him a Tulia the sales barn hat, just to prove that he was not in Houston. He flew into Amarillo. We picked him up. We took him to Tulia. Within 2 hours, he had a great news report last Friday.
Right.
And then Monday, another great report.
Yes, I heard that. It was.
And he had one for the National Free Speech Radio Stations and for... that show in San Francisco. I just got back. I have to get an operation tomorrow, and I'm totally shocked.
Oh, good luck with your operation. I hope it's not serious.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
What kind of operation?
Well, my stomach. I have a herniated stomach here, and I was going to get an operation in Tulia, but I got a little nervous. So I just got back in a few hours ago. I found out about this. I mean, I am completely flummoxed by this firing, because he was helping that station out. They just got rid of their franchise in the news department.
Well, I think that they don't care about who has done the work to build the station over the years. People like Bernard, you know, Robert Knight, and others who've done so much work to build up BAI, and they don't seem to care about that. That doesn't matter. If you don't agree with this, you know, program of theirs for, you know, dumbing down and mainstreaming, then you're out, regardless of what you've done. You know, if you're a dissenter in any way, you're out.
Well, you know, it's a real disservice, a real slight to the black population in this city that was lost in time 200 years ago. Robert Knight had nailed the dive there. I heard some of the reports. I heard the interviews. What a great loss for BAI and for the people of New York to know about. I am setting up a relief fund for Robert Knight, because he, out of his own pocket, went down to Tulia, because he's a dedicated journalist who cares about issues of criminal justice, how they affect the black community. And if you want to donate anything to the Robert Knight Relief Fund, call 212-539-7549.
Randy, I take it you're in touch with Robert? You speak to him?
Yeah, I got back. Yeah, an hour ago he told me about this. I went out and had 4 drinks. I was so upset.
Can you express our love to him and our support for him? I'm sure I'm speaking for many listeners in saying that.
212-539-7549. This guy is out of work, and he... I can't tell you how upset I am, really.
Someone up here told me that he was still on salary. Is that true?
No, he's been suspended. And, you know, Jose Santiago should go to bat for him, and he's not.
But I heard that there was an announcement that he was not taken off salary.
I was told he was suspended without pay.
So maybe the edict was revised as a result of listener response. So maybe that's what happened.
I have no idea. I just got back into town, and you know, this news is so grim.
You're on the air.
Goodbye.
Well, Randy, good luck with your operation. I hope that goes well.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Salah.
Yeah, there's somebody else there, but they have a bad line, so we can hardly...
Can you hear
Randy
me
now?
Yes, a little bit better.
Okay. Can you say that number for Robert again? Does anyone hear it?
Someone will probably call up with it again.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank you for your droll manner and your intelligence. It seems that that's a very waning thing, to say the least. The inanity and addle-brained patter that I hear and the unbelievably ignorant of the people and the whole manner in which almost everything comes across, except maybe some music things that have some people that might be okay, and I won't say which they are, but the rest of the talk, while some of it may be good, is so slanted and so unbelievably, oh, I can't even say it. What can I tell you guys? Slanted, that's the only way I could put it. Even when the information is good, the politicizing is revolting. And the best thing you could have done was to mention Tom Paine. And I remember at Christie's or Sotheby's someplace where his handwritten letter from far away, wherever he was always rescued, I would have hoped we could do this with Robert Knight. Because when he was in dire trouble, he was always whisked off to another place. And to read that letter, Bob, when he was in prison, it was so beautifully written and so bold and brave that I'm so pleased that people are mentioning that name. And I love our friend that said he's letting his Kaczynski out. My Kaczynski never went in, and it never will. So I just tell you people, we will prevail, because what's on the air has nothing to do with BAI. They're all imposters. From my point of view. And play some more Mimi, because I missed the early part. Thanks. Either her husband or Mimi, any good stuff like that.
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the radio.
Thank you. Odetta here.
Odetta! Oh, what a privilege.
Bless you and bless us all.
Odetta, I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm thrilled. It's the last time I saw you. We danced together. Do you remember?
Could I ever forget?
I don't know. Like, it didn't start. I didn't actually say, "May I have this dance?" But we were crossing the floor in different directions in a very, very crowded club in the West Village. And we did one of those things where you, like, one person steps one way and the other person steps the other way. And we both laughed about it, put our arms around each other, and began to, you know, dance across the floor.
Great
privilege. You were with Robert Knight that night, weren't you?
Oh, say again?
You were sitting at a table with Robert Knight that night.
Yes. And I'm thinking, as you mentioned, dancing across the floor on a club, that maybe we can organize some outside of the pier, along with the pier, some of the clubs around this town, in order to continue to bring attention to and to bring us together. One thing that BAI has been doing is bringing us together with information. We need now to struggle for the upkeep and living of those who have broadened out our perspectives and given us information in order to broaden out our perspectives. And so maybe there's someone out there in our community who will get in touch with clubs in order to have a constant WBAI awareness, information, time of getting together. And there's nothing negative about getting together and partying while we are objecting to stuff that is I do not understand what the thrust is here. I do not understand it, but just because I don't understand it doesn't mean that it isn't going on.
Odetta.
Yes, my dear.
If you don't understand it, then it's not reasonable.
Say again.
If you don't understand it, then it's not understandable.
Well, I don't know about all that.
I think I'm
in a very big camp here.
Odetta, I have listened to your music for 30 or 40 years, and you have more understanding, more heart, and more, I don't know, delicacy of and power of emotion. Somehow they're mingled than anyone I can think of. You have more artistry, and you have lots and lots of understanding. And if there's something you don't understand, then I don't think it can be understood. Well, it's not nearly the praise that you deserve. And when I hear that you're going to be where on Sunday?
Yes, Pier 63.
At what time?
Now, I understand it starts at 2 and goes to 9 p.m. The details of when I go on, I'm not quite sure of, but I shall be there, and whenever it comes time for me to perform, I will. And I'm going to practice on the guitar Saturday, because I haven't played the guitar for a while. And there are some people who have missed my playing the guitar and singing. And I'm looking forward to, in this time of stress, of having the reason to get together, to bind together, to keep our spirits up, in order that we might continue to ask questions and to find ways of not only of objecting, but of getting these glitches out of the way of something that has served us so well for so long. Because we and when I talked to Robert tonight, I heard about his firing, and I'm thinking now, what? I keep looking for logic. And my ex-husband used to tell me, Ditta, you're looking for logic, and logic has nothing to do with the case. Mm-hmm. And then I would repeat, logic has nothing to do with the case, tra-la. I don't understand. I don't need to understand. I need to bind with people, those of us who feel that BAI is a part of what our family, our existence is, to fight off whatever this stuff is that is going on. I mean, how is it, when something is working very well for you, how do you say, get out the door, go away? I started wondering when at the fundraising drive, I was tuned in to BAI, and I heard that, Democracy Now! Would be on, but Our Lady would not be on. And that was the area. She brought in a lot of pledges. I said, uh-oh, are we on a suicide course here? Are we on a suicide? And then we hear about Robert Knight? We are on a suicide course here. and we can't stand aside and let it happen. And people who are shy, too shy to come out and do anything, I encourage them to grab their courage together and come out and stand with us as we are trying to solve this mystery that we're in. Okay, good night.
Thank you, Adena. Thank you.
I bless you for all the years and all the stuff you've gone through. All this must be a stunner for you. You've been through so many things. This one is a new wrinkle in your life, isn't it?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that often when I see things happening, I think, no, this is more of the same, only, you know, worse or more like a farce this time. Or more
we just
like
changed the name.
Or
yes.
Tragedy this time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
yes.
Like, as Dylan says, we've rearranged the faces and given them different names.
Well, this is dire. The whole of the system of BAI is being attacked. Personalities before were being attacked. The whole of our stuff is being attacked now. And once again, I encourage those who are shy to please come and participate. And I'm going to call Pretty Cole and of the Robert Knight Fund also, and we'll see what we can pull ourselves together to do.
Do you have that number?
Yes. It's area code 212-539-7549. That's 212-539-7549. And speaking of a hero, Randy, I wish you success in your operation. Speaking of a hero, there's another one.
Grandpa.
And Randy.
And Al Lewis.
And Al Lewis, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I'm loving you.
Love you.
I'll see you.
Sunday.
Yay.
Bye
and
now.
Bless us all. Good night to you.
Good night.
Good night.
You're on the air.
Call Reichs.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I just shut off the radio. Hi, Robert. I'm somewhat bewildered by all of this, of course. And I'm afraid, you know, issues in my personal life have caused it. I've not been able to really keep up with things. You know, I hit or miss weeks behind. One thing became, the fellow that was speaking earlier, while you were taking your meter readings, he made reference to, apparently, Utrice intervened in the Educations at the Crossroads show. Now, I didn't hear this, and I was hoping perhaps somebody in the audience could bring out what happened this evening on that issue. I really don't have much else to say, you know, except, of course, I'm very disheartened by things. So, I guess I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, wow, listen to that line, that noise on your lawn. Listen to that noise on your lawn. Please be brief. It's okay now.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay. One thing I noticed, when I joined this BAI, I was a kid. But now that I'm 50 and I know how the society works, I got myself a credit card. And I found that this is an incredible thing that American Express does. And this is really the only thing I like about big corporations. It's that they don't really give a rat's ass. Therefore, if, you know, say I question a charge on my American Express, and then they suspend it, and they literally suck the money back from the people that said that it was theirs. And they go look through it for a couple of months, and if you were to suppose, you know, maybe think that firing Robert Knight is something disturbing, you could call and say, there's a contribution that went to someone. I thought it was someone else, but it turns out they're not free speech radio, and I really don't want to support them. But then in a couple of months, they'll tell you who it was to and that they've investigated it. And then you could even say, okay, well, in that case, all right, it's okay. Let it go through. Like, say, if Robert came back to work and, you know, after they had investigated it.
And how about the others?
I don't know the others that much because I just intend to stay out of damn debt. So American Express, you have to pay it every month. And I'm much better off with that because, you know, like saying that I have all the time in the world is just not good for me because I'll take it. So I got rid of my Visa.
You know, Bob, the parallels of what's happening here at BAI and what's happening with the rainbow gathering from the Forest Service law enforcement are amazing. It's a parallel. It's the same exact thing. The Forest Service has got us wants to put us, they don't have us there, they want to put us under their thumb. It's a fight for freedom, and that's the same thing that's happening here. The Forest Service gets a budget of $500,000 a year to send their law enforcement officers into the field to handle the gathering, to manage the gathering. They've made themselves managers. And this is only the last 5 years. And now they're turning around and saying, well, you people are costing us a lot of money. You should have to pay for it.
Well,
true?
True.
Yeah, and you were saying something before. What were you saying?
Just, I was telling Bob about at the gathering this year, they were ticketing people, not giving them the tickets for the jail time for not signing the permit, but just ticketing people coming into the gathering saying that they're gathering illegally. So they did that for a while, and then...
Those tickets are $100 a piece.
Right, those are $100 tickets. At one point, though, they'd stop for a while and then they'd start again, but at one point they were actually stopping people coming into the gathering and saying, you can't gather illegally, but if you take a $100 ticket, then we're going to let you in. So they're basically selling tickets to
Now, if you take 20,000 people times $100, that's a lot of money. And the Forest Service, they're the ones that are wasting. They have an ambulance, four ambulances on call 24/7, sitting on the side of the road in case there's a health or medical emergency. There's a COM unit, stands for Center for Alternative Living Medicine, on site with doctors and nurses and licensed nurse practitioners.
COM is the acronym.
COM,
right.
That's what we call it. And it's on site. There are vehicles for ambulances. There's all kinds of stuff. So when they hear on their radios that there's a problem, what do you think they did? They sent a lady was giving birth to a baby. They sent a helicopter in at $7,000, and it was refused, and now they're going to bill us for this helicopter. Last year they built us for $153,000 for money that they charged the county for all the stuff that they used and said it was our fault, and then we have to pay for it. And nobody asked for this stuff.
You know, last month it was revealed that an audit of Forest Service timber projects from 1998 showed that the Forest Service had lost over $400 million on their timber projects. Mostly the losses were incurred by road maintenance or the building of new roads, because there are over 400,000 miles of Forest Service roads in this country. That's a huge amount of roads. And it's interesting that in the last couple of years, under Mike Dombeck, who was the previous head of the Forest Service, there was an initiative to stop building roads, which was, you know, characterized as being an environmental move, but actually, in light of this information, is more just a practical money move, because why build more roads when they can't afford to even maintain the roads that they already have? It's a $400 million loss, you know, subsidizing the timber industry in the national forest. And the Forest Service complains about the amount of money that it costs them for monitoring and bringing law enforcement officers into rainbow gatherings. It's absurd. It's a matter of overkill. It's misinformation and it's
a waste.
It's a waste of taxpayer money.
A
huge waste of tax.
And the Rainbow Gathering has the highest part, maybe 25,000-35,000 people for the largest ones. The smaller ones are now about 17,000 people that come into the forest. We're the largest group use in the forest, if you want to call it that, amount of people that come in and use the forest. But we provide everything that we need. We don't really need a management team to oversee us. And the Forest Service has stated, and the head of the Forest Service, Malcolm Jowers, said to me, sitting with some other people around a campfire, that you people should have four gatherings a year of no larger than 5,000 people, 2,500 to 5,000, because then there'll be less impact. And I said to him, well, wait a minute, you're talking about regional gatherings throughout the place. This is the annual gathering of the tribes. Are you talking about doing away with the annual gathering? This is too much impact. It's too much impact. Well, the Bush administration has now cut...
They don't say that in Vieques.
No, they don't. But the Bush administration has now cut the Forest Service budget, which means that these people are to take a pay cut. And $500,000 is not going to go in their pockets anymore. The other thing that Malcolm Jowers said is that we have to start paying for ourselves, that we are not paying for all the stuff. Well, everything that they say we are not paying for is stuff that they have ordered. And I found it very interesting. There's an oversight committee, the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee, which is a subcommittee on forests and public land management. They're the committee that would do the oversight hearings in the Senate. And Chuck Schumer, who's our Senator here from New York, is on the majority of this committee. So if any of you are concerned about what the Forest Service law enforcement is doing in regards to rainbow gatherings, you might want to contact Chuck Schumer or any of your other congresspeople and tell them about this. Ask to talk to a staff person, and when you do so, tell them what you've experienced at rainbow gatherings from Forest Service law enforcement officers or what you've heard of friends that have had this problem. We would like to see Senate hearings on the law enforcement branch. They have no control. There's no control of these people. There's no roof. They kind of like slip by, and like I said before, they become a stealth organization lying under the cover of the Forest Service. They don't even listen to the Forest Service Rangers. They take over when they get there. Very serious issue when you have a group of wild law enforcement out there harassing people. And it's like you're riding down the road, Bob. You got a beard, right? You're in your in a vehicle, and you and your lady are coming into a rainbow gathering. And out of nowhere, you've got four cars that have surrounded you. They've got a sniffer dog coming out. And you're doing the 15 miles per hour that they put the road mileage down to. And they make you get out of the car. They check your whole car. They tear it completely apart, pull everything out, rip open your tent, your sleeping bags everywhere. Don't find anything. And they give you a traffic violation for a ticket. Or they say, you're going into an illegal gathering. That's a $100 fine. Here's a ticket. Just mail in your money.
When are they putting in these surveillance cameras?
They have them already. They have night vision. There are people in black with night vision.
They have sound equipment they put up on high ground so that they
They've told us they have this also. So this is really an important thing. And anybody who doesn't really get what the Rainbow Family is about or what the Rainbow Gatherings are, there's a wonderful unofficial website. It's www.welcomehome.org. And if you go there, you will find out everything that's happening with rainbow gatherings around the world. And there's something happening every month somewhere in the world.
And there's a history of the hipstery of rainbow. Also, if you're interested in following the legal struggle of the Rainbow Family, there's another website you can visit called freeassembly.org.
That's right. That's another one. And if you want to find out what New York Rainbow is doing, this is a little long because we haven't got our domain name is owned by somebody else. We're waiting for them to give it up. It's www.members.nbc.com/New York Rainbow. It's www.members.nbci.com/New York Rainbow. Or you can call the New York Rainbow Lightline at 212-560-7111. And again, we'd like to invite everybody to come to the Northeast Rainbow Regional to be held at the Finger Lakes National Forest. It's going to be outside of Trumansburg, New York, and it's August 17th through the 29th. Come on, become self-sufficient, and that means bring your own tent, sleeping bag, clothing for, it kind of gets rainy sometimes that time of year, warm weather, your own cup, bowl, spoon.
Where is Truman's?
Food.
It's up by Ithaca, New York.
North of Ithaca.
It's a wonderful experience. If you've never done this, if you said, oh, I want to do this and I haven't gotten around to it, do it while you can. Forest Service is really getting heavy. There's like a lot of law cases. And I myself have been told that if I were to go on a rainbow site, being a convicted person in the rainbow for this rainbow gathering court case that I've been involved in, I would be removed and ticketed again. So, well, you never know.
Well, you mean you'd have to show two tickets to the Supreme Court?
Well, if I was to do that, it would be, I have 3 months already. The Forest Service has said it's called flaunting the law in the face of the courts. When you've been convicted on something and then you go do it again, it's a second offense. So I would probably get it 6 months in jail, which combined would make 9 months in jail. And boy, that's a lot of time.
You would that make you a predicate felon?
I don't know. This is still a Class B misdemeanor.
Mm. Well, they're trying to make misdemeanors into felonies now, locally. That's another initiative.
Oh.
Three misdemeanors makes it a felony.
Yes.
I get very upset of this world. I remember when we all were, like, you know, younger, and we got out there for freedom, and we did stuff, and all this. Everybody's concerned for your welfare. So because of your welfare, they keep making laws upon laws upon laws. And it's really hard to breathe in this world anymore. You know?
You're on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Bob. And good morning.
Is this Debbie?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you called.
And good morning to your guests as well. And thank you, Bob. I have to ask you, may I share a poem with all of you?
Sure.
I wrote it tonight in response to everything that's been going on since last night. It's called In the Heat of Rage. In the heat of rage, artificial sounds flow from the airwaves. Another program has gone under, like so many others, swept away by the undertow of change. The summer has no flavor. The summer has no soul. It's rhythmless, callous, and cold. In the heat of rage, the rivers of joy runs dry. In the heat of rage, the vile nectar of change is the bitter aftertaste of the year. The never-ending loss of knowledge gives way to a torrential downpour of tears. That's how I feel. And I hope your program doesn't have to be the next one to go, Bob. And I mean that sincerely. And you all do a wonderful job. And I wish Randy lots of healing, and Al Lewis and all the people I've met who've allowed me to share my love of poetry and my artwork with them and everyone. Thank you, Bob, again. Good night.
Debbie, thank you. You're on the radio.
This is the saddest week for the Jewish people. And it's someday it'll be a very important holiday, but a remembrance for the Jewish people, the temple.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Actually, that guy may not believe it, but I actually cut him off accidentally.
Oh.
Although he does often get on my nerves because he feels he has the right to tell me what to do to be a good Jew. Who is he to tell me what to do? He thinks that he's some kind of a grand mufti of rabbis, that he has the right to tell me what to do to be a good Jew.
Yes, he's speaking from up high. Who knows?
Well, you know, I think he's a sad case, but I don't want to embarrass him in public.
Earlier, someone had called.
Unless it would work to keep him from calling.
Oh. Earlier, someone...
Then I would do anything. Well, not anything. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Earlier, someone had called in regards to a program that was interrupted. I guess one of the education shows that came on earlier in the...
Buzz Aram Chowey show.
Right. I happened to be listening to that,
mm-hmm.
and I remember that the station manager came in, it interrupted the broadcast.
Again?
And went into something about the city sun. I thought it was strange because I didn't hear anything mentioned about it prior to the... But she accused someone of saying that they brought up an issue that she had with the city sun. And I didn't understand what that was about, but a few times I've talked to a few different people about the situation at the station, and they would always bring up to me, yeah, you shouldn't be surprised because the same kind of business went on at the City Sun earlier on, and I guess a period earlier. So don't be surprised at what's going on. But so I don't understand what's going on now. I only remember, in addition, that Robert Knight... I remember his shows from back in the days of the Undercurrents and everything, and I always said to myself, wow, he should be on 60 Minutes or something of that nature. You know, that's the level of broadcast that, you know, everyone needs to hear what he's doing. And last night I was wondering what was happening when they put on this this other thing that didn't seem to mesh with what he usually does. Maybe you could give me an idea of what's happening now.
I'm a little confused about it myself. I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah,
I do know that I called him when he wasn't there, and he was pretty upset. But I managed to get from it that he was met at the control room door by someone who barred the entrance.
Oh.
someone who really I would have thought and would know better than to do that. And he barred the entrance to Robert and told him, gave him two letters, neither of which